Spain got some bad news this morning. An unemployment rate pegged in May at 24.6%. For the entire Eurozone, the jobless rate hit a record since the union began, 11.1%. But the people of Spain may not be feeling the sting this morning.
Portuguese referee looks at his watch. All the Spanish players are off the bench, waiting to run off for something that we have never seen before. For the first time in international football, one country has won three major tournaments in succession. And now, by winning Euro 2012 here in Kiev tonight, they also become the first team to retain the European Championship.
Spain is hugging the red jerseys of its football team today, the Euro Cup soccer winners. You heard it announced there. Spain defeated Italy yesterday 4-0, a crushing defeat. La Roja put on a soccer clinic for the Italians and did much to rally the country at a time of depression-level economic woes and daily headlines about bailouts. The Spaniards, as we mentioned right there, become the first team to win the Cup two consecutive European championships in a row, bracketing their World Cup victory two summers ago. It's a staggering record of championships. Dynasty might not even come close. We're joined by Sports Illustrated senior writer Grant Wall from Kiev to discuss the powerhouse that is Spanish football in 2012. Grant, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
This is just a monster victory. Describe the performance on the soccer pitch yesterday.
Well, Spain answered any questions that people had about them being boring. Some people were saying they weren't winning their games by very much. They weren't scoring a lot of goals. And they got an early goal, just a beautiful goal by David Silva. Got another one in the first half and just completely put Italy away. To the point where there is no question that this is the best team in the world and one of the best teams of all time. I would say that this Spain team now has accomplished more than any other national team in the history of the game, as far as just this particular team since 2008.
Well, we'll talk about that in just a moment. Just focusing on this tournament for just a second. I mean, Italy, everyone was saying, you know, they had not trailed throughout the entire tournament. Their star was rising. They appeared to have momentum with them. You know, it was almost a kind of a Jeremy Lin sanity kind of thing. Spain went out on the field yesterday and just said, nope, it stops here, and it did.
Yeah, that was definitely the case. Italy had a really good tournament, surprised everyone by getting to the final and beating Germany in the semifinals. Mario Balotelli, their polarizing but very interesting striker, had scored twice in the semis and said that the Spanish defender Gerard Piqué's girlfriend Shakira, he hoped she would come to the game so she could see what he would do to her boyfriend on the field. And that just never happened. But you know, even though Spain didn't do what they wanted to do in the final game and looked like they ran out of gas a little bit, they had a great tournament here.
And describe the style of play by the Spanish team, and then let's contrast that with some of the great teams down through history, because you're the one who suggested, as others have this morning, that this is the greatest team of all time in world soccer.
Well, the Spanish style is all about short passing. It's a very Spanish way of playing the game. Barcelona does it at club level. And their first two goals, I went back through the tape and looked at how many different passes they had to different players in the build-up to the goals. And it was remarkable. You had 9 players out of the 11 being involved in the build-up to the first goal. You had 7 players being involved in the build-up to the second. 45-second-long possessions being finished with tremendous precision in front of the goal. And this is signature Spain. And I know that people sometimes think that's boring, but I don't see how you can think that when you watch the artistry with which they move the ball and work together as a team.
And it's totally at odds with the traditional reputation of the Spanish teams during the Franco era, where they were, you know, like the Detroit Pistons, they were the muscle teams, they were the tough teams, they played hard.
Yeah, that was always the case. And they were always known as chokers on the international stage, a team that never could win the big game. And that was the case even through 2008 when they finally won the big event in Euro 2008. And suddenly this team that could never win the big one wins every big one. It's just remarkable to me to see in 10 knockout stage games going back to Euro 2008 and the World Cup in this tournament, Spain has yet to give up a goal. And they've outscored teams 14-0. So what more can you say?
And it also comes out of a rivalry within Spain and the club scene, where Barcelona and the Basque teams and the various divisions in Castilian Spain all have come together to really create this Spanish identity, which certainly is important to the people of Spain. But compare this team emotionally and in terms of quality to, say, Brazil, the Dutch teams in the 70s.
Well, I think they're right up there with them. You know, I think the Brazil team of 1970 with Pelé and those other guys played some amazing soccer in Mexico to win that World Cup. And when you watch those games, it's almost a little apples and oranges. The game was played differently back then. There was less hard tackling. There was more space. It was a little bit less of an athletic game. But Spain is turning back the clock a little bit in the sense that it's not just about athleticism with Spain. It's about guys with skill and vision. And I know that Xavi, the great Spanish playmaker, was worried a few years ago that that passing game was going to go extinct because physical play was the trend. And now we've seen that trend go back to Spain and the way they play. And I think that's good for the game. Even Italy in this tournament was much less defensive than Italian teams we've seen in the past, and they attacked. And I think that's something that fans want to see, especially in America.
I know it's not your beat, but in less than a minute, what is the significance for the Eurozone to see Italy and Spain fight it out in this way, and for Spain to win, given all of the economic problems vis-a-vis Germany and the rest of the Union?
Yeah, I know that this is obviously going to bring a lot of happiness to Spain, and fans that have gone through a lot of hardship. And the players are very good about, I think, acknowledging that even though they're multimillionaires themselves, that they're playing for something more than just soccer here.
And they're young people who aren't unemployed, unlike more than half of the young people in Spain. Grant Wall, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Grant Wall has a great assignment, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, covering the World Cup or the Euro Cup victory by Spain yesterday 4-0 over Italy.